33-year-old Justin Broken has a ritual with his parents. They regularly engage in friendly competition with a handmade cornhole set. Earlier in the day, his mom, Vicky, beat him 21-1.
Now I'm not even going to be able to hit the board.
The Brokens are enjoying this new family dynamic. For years, Vicky says her relationship with Justin wasn't like this.
Every single time he walked out that front door, I knew and it went through my head that that could have been the last time I ever saw my son.
Justin was first introduced to opioids, like a lot of Americans, at the doctor's office. At 14, he was given a prescription for painkillers after badly burning his hand in an accident. His injury left him with a permanent scar, and he says the craving for opioids didn't go away.
Anybody who's had an addiction knows how hard it is to say no to something that makes you feel better.
For more than a decade, Justin says he felt like he was in a volatile cycle. He was in and out of jail on drug-related charges. He started using heroin. He had moments where he wanted to quit, but those moments were fleeting. Then earlier this year, he experienced a huge turning point. He checked himself into the emergency room at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, prompted by swollen ankles.
Fairly certain I was dead. And I got lucky.
Justin learned he qualified for a new program that's becoming the standard for how to treat opioid addiction in hospital emergency rooms across Alaska, from Petersburg to Anchorage. Justin hadn't used opioids the day he visited the ER. He was in what medical staff call acute withdrawal, so they could give him a pill to help block the cravings. Next, they connect him with a network of providers to continue medication-assisted treatment.
It gives you time to change your life.
In 2016, federal legislation made it possible for a wider array of medical providers to prescribe buprenorphine, also known by the brand name Suboxone. And since then, the number of prescribers in Alaska has more than doubled. As a result, more clinics are able to offer medication-assisted treatment, and some hospital ERs are acting as a point of contact.
Initially, there was resistance because it was something new.
That's Lindy Jones, an ER doctor at Bartlett. Before working in the emergency room, he was one of only a handful of providers in Juneau who prescribed buprenorphine. Jones says there's been a shift in the way the medical community views medication-assisted treatment. In the past, there was a misconception that it could be trading one addiction for another. Jones says more and more providers recognize it helps patients stabilize. They typically receive counseling and can eventually go back to school or work.
I find it one of the most effective interventions for the right person that there is.
Good morning. This is Claire, registered nurse case manager out in the emergency department. How are you today?
Claire Geldhoff checks in with the same 15 former patients or their families at least once a month.
I've been thinking about you. Have you been going to the support group on Tuesdays?
Up until last summer, the emergency department was limited in how it could treat people with opioid addiction. Emergency providers tried to make their patients comfortable.
But it wasn't necessarily like the right medicine to be giving to them.
Geldhoff thinks the buprenorphine has made a big difference in the life of her patients. Of those 15 people she calls regularly, 11 of them, including Justin Broken, have continued medication-assisted treatment. Shortly after Justin's visit to the ER, he had surgery to repair a valve in his heart, damaged from a bacterial infection from injecting heroin. He took pain medicine for a couple of days, but after that he stopped. He talks to counselors and takes a Suboxone pill to help block the craving for opioids. Justin credits that initial meeting in the emergency room with helping him navigate his recovery. But he thinks these new treatment options in Alaska are just the beginning.
I think that there's still a lot more progress that needs to be done. I think there's probably a lot more spending that needs to be put into it and give it an actual shot.
The Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association is concerned Governor Dunleavy's cuts to Medicaid could affect these kinds of programs down the line. The cuts could impact providers' ability to offer services. As for Justin, he's adjusting to life at home and healing from his surgery. Today, he was able to tell his mom about a big improvement.
How about this? I'm not on my blood thinners anymore.
Yeah?
My lady just called a minute ago and told me I'm off of them. I don't have to take them. Not even tonight.
Yay.
I'm done.
Yay!
That's a big step.
And that's how Justin is approaching his recovery, one day at a time. Tonight, maybe another game of cornhole and sloppy joes for dinner. For KTOO, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.